Many masters have been sent to the earth to demonstrate eternal truth. Others, such as John the Baptist, have been sent as messengers, telling of the truth in glowing terms, speaking of God with unmistakable clarity.
These special messengers have been gifted with extraordinary insight and the very special power to see and receive eternal truth, plus the ability to communicate complex concepts in ways that can and will be understood by the masses. You are such a messenger.
I am?
Yes. You believe this?
Well, it's such a difficult thing to accept. I mean, all of us want to be special.
All of you are special.
And the ego gets in there, at least with me it does, and tries to make me feel somehow chosen for an amazing assignment. I have to fight that ego all the time, seek to purify and repurify my every thought, word, and deed so as to keep personal aggrandizement out of it. So it's very difficult to hear you say what you're saying because I'm aware that it plays to my ego, and I've spent my whole life fighting my ego.
I know you have, and sometimes not too successfully.
I am chagrined to have to agree.
Yet always when it has come to God, you have let the ego drop. Many is the night you have begged and pleaded for clarity, beseeched the heavens for insight, not so that you could enrich yourself or heap honor upon yourself, but out of the deep purity of a simple yearning to know.
Yes.
And you have promised me over and over again that should you be caused to know, you would spend the rest of your life, every waking moment, sharing eternal truth with others. Not out of a need to gain glory, but out of your heart's deepest desire to end the pain and suffering of others, to bring joy and gladness and help and healing, to reconnect others with the sense of partnership with God you have always experienced.
Yes, yes.
And so I have chosen you to be my messenger, you and many others. For now, during these times immediately ahead, the world will need many trumpets to sound the clarion call. The world will need many voices to speak the words of truth and healing for which millions long. The world will need many hearts joined together in the work of the soul, prepared to do the work of God. Can you honestly claim that you are not aware of this?
No.
Can you honestly deny that this is why you came?
No.
Are you ready then with this dialogue to decide and to declare your own eternal truth, to announce and articulate the glory of mine?
Must I include these last few exchanges?
You don't have to do anything. Remember, in our relationship, you have no obligation, only opportunity. Is this not the opportunity for which you have waited all your life? Have you not devoted yourself to this mission and the proper preparation for it from the earliest moments of youth?
Yes.
Then do not what you are obliged to do, but what you have an opportunity to do. It's including this exchange. Why would you not? Think you that I want you to be a messenger in secret?
No, I suppose not.
It takes great courage to announce oneself as a man of God. You understand the world will much more readily accept you as virtually anything else but a man of God, an actual messenger. Every one of my messengers has been defiled. Far from gaining glory, they've gained nothing but heartache. Are you willing? Does your heart ache to tell the truth about me? Are you willing to endure the ridicule of your fellow human being? Are you prepared to give up glory on earth for the greater glory of the soul fully realized?
You know, you're making this all sound suddenly pretty heavy, God.
You want I should kid you about it?
Well, we could lighten up just a little here.
Hey, I'm all for enlightenment. Why don't we start with a joke?
Good idea. You got one?
No, but you do. Tell the one about the little girl drawing a picture.
Oh, yes, that one. Okay, well, a mommy comes into the kitchen one day to find her little girl at the table, crayons everywhere, deeply concentrating on a freehand picture she is creating. "My, what are you so busy drawing?" the mommy asked. "It's a picture of God, mommy," the beautiful girl replied, eyes shining. "Oh, honey, that's so sweet," the mommy said, trying to be helpful. "But you know, no one really knows what God looks like." "Well," chirped the little girl, "if you'll just let me finish."
That's a beautiful little joke. You know what's most beautiful? The little girl never doubted that she knew exactly how to draw me.
Yes.
Now I'll tell you a story.
All right.
There once was a man who suddenly found himself spending hours each week working on a dialogue. Day after day, he would race to pad and pen, sometimes in the middle of the night, to capture each new inspiration. Finally, someone asked him what he was up to. Oh, he replied, I'm writing down a very long conversation I'm having with God. That's very sweet, his friend indulged him. But you know, no one really knows for sure what God would say. Well, the man grinned, if you'll just let me finish.